fives, the ones, the threes. They're going to take my money. Uh-huh. And like I've talked, argued all the time that these children in Charlton County that depend on selling pulpwood and stuff like that for a living, they're going to need to know how many feet in a cord.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
And how to figure cords.
Well, are these things taught in school?
Not now, they're not.
Mm-hmm. Well, do you just introduce these things into the class?
I do in my room. Mm-hmm. And they gonna know, need to know how many inches in a foot.
And this, people don't teach this sort of thing these days?
You don't teach it now.
Well, how are people expected to know then?
I don't know. It's foolish to me.
That is interesting. You know, it seems to me when I was about in the fifth grade that was when I learned those things.
And how many pints in a quart?
And quarts in a gallon. And
quarts in, we don't teach that no more. How many quarts in a peck? How many pecks in a bushel?
Uh-huh. And feet in a mile.
Yeah.
Well, that's interesting. I didn't know that. I just, you know, I don't keep up with what's going on in education. You know, I read about the new math and all that, but I don't know anything about it.
Well, it's nothing new to the math. It's just same old math taught along the way. That's all it took.
Mm-hmm. Well, how often do you have to go back to classes to keep caught up on these things?
Well, tell you a little secret. I haven't gone back since 1954 when I got my degree, and I don't intend to go back.
Uh-huh. Well, I thought there were some requirements about having certificates renewed.
I feel that any teacher that's got sense enough to teach school has got sense enough to take a book and sit down and learn all this
stuff. Yeah. Well, that makes sense to me, too.
And that's like right now, lesson plans. You have your teacher's guide. Why sit down and copy from your teacher's guide and put it on paper?
Why, indeed. Uh-huh.
I don't see that. We had 2 years here. They wanted to make our lesson plan. The first year I went along to January. I quit. I can't see no sense in taking the teacher's guide and writing the lesson plan out in the book. Mm-hmm. You follow it.
Well, what's their justification for it? I mean, don't they have any reasons that they give for it?
Give you something extra to do, I guess. So I
which I'm sure is just what you need. Well, that's interesting. Well, what about English? What's going on in English teaching?
Well, now, they're trying to get away from teaching children what a sentence is and the nouns and verbs and adjectives and adverbs. Well, now, and subject and predicate. Unless a child knows a subject and predicate of a sentence, he cannot write a decent sentence. Unless he knows how to use the nouns, verbs, and adjectives, his writing will not be interesting.
Well, what are people substituting for this parts of speech?
Letting them write what they think about.
You just sit down and write.
Just sit down and write. Use the imagination. Mm-hmm. Well, to me, that's not teaching English. Mm-hmm. I don't go along with that.
Well, do they have any exercises or anything like that in this, teaching English from this point?
Maybe you have a page on verbs or a page on nouns or a page on adjectives, a page on adverbs. But now, I tell you what I do. I buy me a workbook, have each children buy a workbook, and then I go back and I have lots of books myself that I go back and write, get sentences out of, and put them up on the boards and make them locate the verbs and adjectives and adverbs mm-hmm. and nouns. And
so this stuff really is just essentially giving you extra work, isn't it?
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Well, now what about social studies?